wall paintings in the church in Smolnik. They are part of the original interior design of the temple. They were created in the early 19th century. They are located in the upper part of the eastern wall of the nave. The polychromy is 6 meters wide and 2 meters high. It covers the entire width of the wall. The painting shows 4 angels holding a curtain which serves as a background to oval frames. The composition is dominated by red and navy blue. In the top middle of the composition there is a decorative finial. It looks like a canopy in the form of a fabric with 3 round bumps. Below, the curtain is fastened by a horizontal decorative strip of fabric with hanging string tassels. The top of the curtain is supported on both sides by short-haired angels. They are floating slightly in a horizontal position. We can see small wings growing on their shoulders. They are wearing robes ending above their knees. The curtain extends symmetrically from side to side from under the decorative finial. The red fabric is wavy and takes on the shape of gentle curves. The right and left edges of the curtain are being held open by another 2 angels. They have short hair, small wings, and short robes. Under the red folds, we can see an expanse of navy blue fabric. It is almost as wide as the entire painting. We can see delicate creases on it. Against this background, at the bottom of the polychromy, there are 12 oval yellow frames for icons from the original iconostasis. The only paintings that have been preserved are the images of prophets. After the forced displacement of members of the Greek Catholic parish in 1951, the temple was a scene of devastation for many years. It served as a storage space for the state agricultural farm set up here. The takeover of the temple by the Roman Catholic community in 1973 helped save the church. The interior has regained its sacred nature. Since then, there have been systematic efforts to restore the church to its former glory.